Alaska schools need at least 10 students to receive funding from the state, and after years of close calls, the St. George School has finally missed that mark. Brett Agenbrod is superintendent of the Pribilof Island School District.
While there were 10 students physically in St. George during the count period, the state has taken issue with those numbers, and so they altered our count to 6 students.
State officials say St. George was inflating its numbers by bringing over students from St. Paul Island just for the 4-week period that determines funding. Their decision to change the count meant deep cuts to the district budget and forced the St. George school to shut down. Agenbrod says the closure has been sad and unsettling for the island community of about 50 people, but without full funding, they couldn't afford to keep it open.
There's no way to get around that.
Now the district is offering a supported correspondence program. Agenbrod says the 6 remaining students are allowed to gather at the school building every morning for 4 hours. They work on their lessons with help from a former substitute teacher. While that provides some structure for the kids, he says it doesn't solve the shrinking enrollment that started about 10 years ago.
The district was going strong, a couple hundred kids district-wide, proportionally in St. George and St. Paul, and then there was like a tipping point.
He says some families sent their kids to boarding school, others just moved away, including 17-year-old Kobe Lakanoff's.
Well, my mom got pregnant. That was one of the big reasons. Plus, the economy out there wasn't going so well.
Lakanoff's family left St. George in 2010, but even if they hadn't moved, he says he probably wouldn't have gone to high school on the island.
It just doesn't have as much stuff as Mount Edgecombe does.
Like activities and clubs and stuff?
Yeah, like what's the word? Opportunity, I guess.
Going to school in Anchorage has introduced him to new opportunities, but Lakanoff says leaving St. George has had drawbacks too. The island school offered cultural lessons he can't get anywhere else.
One of my fondest memories was like Aleut class. It was like when they taught us Aleut. I used to be able to speak it fluently back then.
Lakanoff has since lost the language, and he's afraid he may lose his hometown too. In rural Alaska, school closures have shut down several communities, from King Island in the 1970s to Portage Creek in the mid-2000s. Now, Lakanoff and the superintendent say it's unclear if St. George will survive without its school. In St. George, I'm Laura Craigle.